When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome, I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about life and food in Southern California from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and Haley's one and only specialty,
K-pop.
K-pop. So thanks for joining us. This is finally another video episode. So every 2 weeks, if you haven't heard, is when we release
these. Bird is the word? Just kidding.
Oh boy.
I'm just joking.
Bird is the word. And then, so every 2 weeks is when we're going to actually do the full episode kind of thing, where we have the video and regular podcast stream at the same time, where you get to see all these glorious, amazing editing skills that I have to offer.
Yes.
AKA copy and pasting crap into the video.
Well, that still takes a lot
at the right time.
Yeah.
So there's that. And so thanks for joining us. As always, start with some food. And like I mentioned, it's going down to south of all the way to Southern California.
We're going to San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
Why is it called that?
San Diego.
I don't even know.
That's from the Anchorman.
Oh, yeah. I think I asked that last time, too.
Yeah, so it's from Anchorman. And so in San Diego, there's a place that we like to go to for dessert. And
It's called Mango, without an A.
Yeah. Without the A.
So it's M-N-G-O. M-N-G-O.
Actually,
Cafe.
It's weird. It's like a V, right?
No.
Isn't it? Oh, it's just... No, never mind.
What are you talking about?
I thought the A was like a V, so it's Mvugo.
No. Mungo. No. There's no A.
It's just Mungo.
Yeah.
But it's a Japanese...
Japanese.
It is, right?
Kakigori.
Because they serve kakigori.
Kakigori.
Which is like the Japanese version of shaved ice. Because I think we've talked about the Korean one, which is bingsu before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like bingsu, but not. Because the texture is very similar to bingsu.
It's like the... ice is shaved so finely, like, it doesn't even look like ice. It's, like, almost like powdered snow
or
something.
It's like you can see powdered crystals of ice. And it's super soft. Like, the ice is soft.
Ice. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. Just... as well, because they have different flavored ones. There's mango, obviously.
They better have mango flavor.
There's taro, matcha, and I think the last time we got strawberry.
Because it looks cute. Mm-hmm. It has like a glop of flavor, like cream, right?
Yeah.
It's like a gloop glop of cream.
Yeah, but it looks fake.
Yeah, but in a good way, because it's so aesthetically pleasing.
Made.
But you'll see the pictures, right?
Did we get the taro one as well?
I don't think we've got taro.
No, I think
strawberry
only
mango
and strawberry.
Strawberry mango.
But the mango one is yellow, or like orange, and then the strawberry one is pink. There's a matcha one that's green, so, like, they're all flavored.
It's like you get all the typical standard flavors, like Asian flavors. They're all really good, though. Like, the mango was super good, the strawberry was super good.
Yeah.
I can't complain. Like,
and then they give you, like, condensed milk, I think?
Yeah, like,
to
on
pour
the side.
Over it.
And they also have, like, sticky rice, like, mango sticky rice, which is really good because, like, it looks like a palette.
Yeah,
and it's like
called,
the mango.
I wrote it down here. It's called OMG.
Oh, the OMG.
So, and it stands for Oh Man Go, and it comes with, like, three sticky rice, but then they're, like, different colors. I think it's, like, purple, green, and white, but they're not different flavors, I don't think, right?
I think they might be different flavors. Very, like,
just
subtle.
It's very, very cute looking.
It's, like, all,
it's like pastel
colors. So, it's, like, very, This place is super aesthetic
for like Instagram. And then it's served on like a plate that looks like a paint palette. And then it also has like a mango pudding. And then you get a choice of ice cream, which is either like coconut, mango,
or vanilla
I think.
I think because they ran out of coconut last time, so got vanilla. But coconut is the best one.
And then it comes with like the actual mango fruit as well.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's not mango sticker ice without the mango.
Yeah. And then another one that we got, I think, was the sago.
Oh, I forgot. I was like, do we order other shit?
Yeah, we ordered like a lot of different stuff.
They have sago also.
They have drinks too.
If you don't know what sago is, I mean, how would you describe it, Haley?
Me?
It what always is has sago?
Sago is kind of like tapioca, right?
Yeah, I think. Like tapioca. I mean, like.
And then it's always in like a sweet coconut milk with pudding, I think.
Something like, something like that. It is very sticky. Like, the consistency is, like, sticky. But, yeah, it's mostly, like, tapioca pearls.
But isn't it, like, Filipino?
That's what I thought, too. That's why I'm like, I don't know. But they have sago. Maybe it's, like, not just Filipino. It's probably, like, Asian. Asian kind of thing. And so they have that there. There's a lot. It's mostly desserts.
Drinks,
of course, there's drinks, too. Like, the standard type of, like, smoothie, boba drinks. Yeah. But besides that, they're more known for, like, the desserts and the stuff that we talked about.
Yeah.
Especially the kakigori. If you go there, you definitely have to at least order it once and just try it out.
Yeah, it's huge, though.
Yeah. You probably would need to share it.
Yeah,
it's
always,
more
like, share. Don't order your own. So don't get, like, two kakigori.
Unless you're really hungry or really thirsty.
Yeah.
Because I think it quenches your thirst, too, because it, like, melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
I
was gonna say like the hours are like later too, so it's from
it's
every day
late.
Noon till 9 p.m.
Oh, okay, never mind, not that late, but it's late for the most part
compared
to other restaurants. Yeah. But I'm like, it's like I said, since San Diego, they used to have another location. I heard they closed it down, so I think the only one we know
is
of
in San Diego.
Is on Convoy Street in San Diego. So it's like in Kearny Mesa.
Yeah.
And that whole row, Convoy Street,
it's all
is,
Asian
that's
foods.
Where that's all the good food spots, like Asian food spots too, especially.
Yeah.
So just definitely check it out. You'll run into a lot of ramen, K barbecue, all kind of like hot chicken.
Even
they have
like dumplings.
All kinds of things there. Yeah, dumplings, like the Rainbow Dumpling places near there. So San Diego, man, they have a lot of good food out there too. Southern California is where it's at. And I think that's it for the most part that we can go over for Mungo. Not mango, guys, it's Mungo.
Yeah, the inside is
M-N-G-O.
Really cute as well.
Super aesthetic, outside and inside.
Yeah.
It's a really cool place. And then we haven't been back since even the pandemic, so we'll see how it is, because we'll be heading there this weekend. So
we're
definitely going to stop
gonna
by and
there.
We're going to find out how it is now.
Well,
but it should be same because the indoor dining is back.
We can
it's probably just
indoors.
Limited capacity, like always.
Yeah, they better not be putting in like styrofoam cups or something.
Oh fuck, that's true too.
I don't know.
We'll find out. But we're looking forward to more kakigori. It's been a while. We haven't been to San Diego, surprisingly, because we used to always go a lot. Bye bye San Diego. Hello, Haley's specialty. What is it again?
K-pop. BTS.
K-pop talk. And yes, her extra super specialty.
Always BTS.
Is BTS.
Because they always have something going on, like I feel like every week.
In the world of K-pop, there's always something going on, it seems.
Yeah.
And of course, when it comes to BTS, more news more often compared to a lot of other
artists. Well, I mean, like, because I keep track of them the most.
That's true too.
For obvious
That's
reasons.
Definitely true too.
Yeah.
Because there's tons of
there's
other news
so
about other
many
artists
freaking
and other
K-pop groups.
I was like, oh my! I remember I was telling Haley, I was like, who are these people for like all these new groups and stuff coming up?
Yeah.
But
I'm
guess
not,
that's how it
I'm
is.
Not super like before. I was like super obsessed, and I would know every single K-pop group that came out. This was like 10 years ago.
Right.
But then now I'm just like sticking to maybe like a couple of groups because it's just easier that way.
And then so this time it's actually BTS.
Yeah, it's BTS. So they're releasing a new song. It's going to be their second English song because their first one was Dynamite, and we all know how well that did.
Yes.
So
this is full English too?
This is full English song, their
and
second one.
What is the name of this song?
It's called Butter.
Is it Butter or Butter?
Well, Butter. Butter.
It's Butter, but we just say Butter.
Butter.
I like to call it Butter.
Yeah.
Because you know the Butter dog.
The dog with the butter. Dog
please
with the
don't
butter.
Look
butter
up that
dog,
video.
The dog with the butter.
Oh, please do not look up that video.
Please
look
it up.
Don't. You'll get stuck in your head.
Yeah, so
Butter.
It's coming out on May 21st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, okay, so it's at the end of this month. And then, like, a big hit release, like, a schedule for them. So, like, usually in K-pop groups, they have, like, concept pictures and concept trailers for each member.
Reals. I didn't realize that. So it's called concept trailers and pictures.
So, like, cool. I think during, throughout the whole of May, they have, like, set dates. Like, I think Jungkook and RM released, like, their concept trailer. And it's, like, a little snippet.
So it's like a teaser.
Teaser, basically. Like a teaser. Yeah.
Okay, pretty cool.
And then they'll also, after all those trailers are out, I think they'll do, like, the photos, like, the individual photos for each member. And then, like, the group pictures just to, like, help promote. And these pictures are usually what's going to be inside the albums as well. Or on, like, on those photo cards.
But one of the trailers they released...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Was apparently... A total, like...
It was 60 minutes.
Just trolled everybody.
Yeah. Big hit trolled people, because, like...
So what happened? Like, what? Explain what the hell happened. Or, like, what was going on?
So it was called, like... It was called, like, Melting Butter logo trailer or something. And literally, it was a square of butter, like an anime kind of style butter.
Okay, so it's like, an animated anime butter.
Yeah, and it had, like... I think it was the ARMY logo or the BTS logo on top of it. And it starts off as, like, a square of butter, and for 60 minutes, it would melt and change shape into a heart. Like, it would end up looking like a heart at the end, but people were thinking, like, oh my god, like, it's an hour long, like, maybe, like, they'll show some, like,
yeah,
members.
Right. You're watching, because, like, this video is an hour,
yeah.
So you're just watching this butter.
Yeah, so people were watching it live when they released it. I didn't, because I didn't even know about it, to be honest, because I don't know where we were. I think we might have been, like, in...
We were probably out. Busy.
But then, like, I came back to all this news and people were like, oh my god, I watched butter melt for an hour.
So literally, the butter melted and...
Nothing.
That's it.
That was it. There was no... There's no, like, song preview. There was no members that came into the video. It was literally
whoever
just...
Whoever did this, good job. They trolled the world.
Do you know how many views that video has?
How many views
And it's literally nothing. 15 million.
15 million views to watch butter melt. Yes. Animated butter melt.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Whoever thought of this stunt, good job.
Yeah.
Trolled the world.
And there's just
scale.
Been, like, so many memes about that, too. They're like, let's not talk about the day that I watched butter melt for 60 minutes.
So thanks to that, yeah, like, all these, that's a lot of content for content creators.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, watch us as we watch 60 minutes of butter melting.
Yeah.
And nothing happening after that. Literally
the
nothing.
Army were, like, so, like, oh my god, yeah. They all expected, like, maybe they would hear a bit of the song, like, a song preview or something, but there wasn't. So, and then I guess, oh, I was gonna say, like, for their song that's coming out, like, the genre of it?
Oh, the genre for butter.
Yeah, for butter, they're saying it's described as a dance pop track brimming with smooth yet charismatic charm of BTS. That's how they described it. So I don't know what that means. So
it's Dynamite 2.
Yeah, maybe. That's what people were saying. They're like, oh, maybe this will be like the 90s or 80s or something.
We'll find out soon enough. I mean, and it's all in English, you said, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. It's going to be English.
Butter. I like the concept. I like the idea. I like the
name.
The
name is so cute. But yeah.
Butter. Can't go wrong with butter.
I don't know how they're going to, like, incorporate that.
So cover your vegan ears.
Yes.
Unless it's vegan butter. Mm-hmm. Then you're okay. Yeah. But it's coming up.
Yeah, May 21st.
May 21st. Oh, you know, I have some other K-pop news. Aespa, finally. So apparently a lot of people also have been kind of bashing SM and also complaining to SM because Aespa was, I think, debuted November last year, right? Or something like that. And ever since their debut, they only had Black Mamba and this one other song that was released during the winter for Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Sound like a Christmas
and from
song.
Then, it's been dead.
Yeah.
No, like, no publicity,
no
like, promotional stuff going on. So, like, it just kept increasing. Like, because Aespa seems to have been, is pretty popular.
Yeah, they were popular.
They have a big,
like, there's
following
so
already.
Many people that do, like, their dance covers for Black Mamba. It's
so,
like, such a good song.
What happened is so many people are getting frustrated and, you know, sending all these letters of frustration,
yeah, of
getting pissed off for, like, come on, you guys released this new big girl group and you're not promoting
doing
or doing anything.
With them.
It's, like, been dead. It's just been freaking crickets. ever since December, right? Well, crickets no more, because in May, yes, they released that Espo will be having their comeback.
Mm-hmm. They didn't state a date or anything yet, but they just said, May comeback for Espa.
May comeback Espa, yes. Yeah,
so it could be like at the very end.
So brace yourselves. May is going to have butter and Espa.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, I mean, there's already been like N-Hyphen that came with their comeback this
month.
That's
true. N-Hyphen. We talked about it in one of our regular podcast episodes, not on an actual video.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check us out on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts, because we have a lot of episodes that will be dropping specifically only for podcasts.
Yeah, voice only.
Voice only, where we just more, it's more casual. We kind of talk about not like this full on, you know, like 3-4 different subjects. Yeah. It's just like 2 at a time.
Yeah.
And we went over in Hypen and their video. So that was
go check it
cool.
out. It's so good. I'm obsessed with that song.
So, I mean, so Espa, look forward to that. Butter, look forward to that. I think that's it for K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good. So, Butter. I just keep thinking, for some reason, in my head. Because I was just like, I just posted an Instagram photo of like when we went to SF and I had like a picture of our ramen that we went to when we met up your friends.
Yeah.
And I was staring at the piece of butter. Because like, it was like a butter spicy miso.
Yeah, have you guys ever tried butter in your ramen before? If you haven't, you should.
Yeah. Tell us if you've tried butter in ramen. And if not, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's not like a whole stick of butter.
It's just like a nice square slice. And I think it adds to the richness. But it doesn't. You don't get that everywhere. Not a lot of places offer it.
No, but they, in Japan, it's like, they do that.
It's almost
a
like a standard, mm-hmm. yeah, in a lot of ramen places in Japan. It's so good. Man, Japanese, they like their cream, and they like their butter, and their, like, all that stuff.
Yeah, they do.
That umami.
Umami. Umami flavor.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. Butter. Whenever it comes. May, when is it again?
21st.
May 21st.
So
it'll
probably be May 20th for us in the States.
And we'll probably talk about it on like a regular podcast too. So definitely don't forget to follow, subscribe, listen there.
Yep.
And after K-pop, no gaming this time. If you want any gaming thing, we did talk about Pokemon Snap on how that was playing it.
Yeah,
check
really
it out
good.
On the regular podcast. Again, emphasis on listening to us over there as well. But spoilers on that, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It's amazing.
It's been a while since we last recorded that, and Haley has played a ton. We are getting pretty far, and we're taking a lot of awesome photos. Check us out. We made an Instagram account, and we'll be posting all our adventures and Pokemon Snap Safari Adventures on
it's
our
basically
Instagram
a safari
account.
Of Pokemon.
It'll just be for Pokemon pictures, if anything. Maybe a few photos of food here and there, and anime, whatever. But gonna have a lot of pictures. I really like all the pictures we've been taking. We've been getting some crazy ones.
Yeah, we have to get some better ones.
So Instagram, Animunchies Podcast. You can find us there also. And after that, so I guess that technically was gaming.
Like a little
or
2 snippet.
Minutes of gaming. But now, after that, what is it?
Anime
talk. Yes. And our spotlight for this week is one of Haley's most beloved and favorite of all time.
Yes.
AKA, I'm being completely sarcastic. She's like, what the hell is this?
No, I don't hate it or anything. It's just
very random.
Very
if you like
very
gag,
random.
If you like random and you like funny but like
things
also interesting and inspiring and like I said, like it's just all over the place. Arakawa Under the Bridge.
Yep.
That's right. We are actually talking about Arakawa Under the Bridge. Has any other podcast in the world ever talked about this anime or series? We have the manga too. We have a couple books of the manga because it looks really cool. Like the manga.
Yeah, the manga books, art.
The volume looks really cool. Like the artwork. Even on the side.
But then, can you see by looking at it, look how random it is.
There's a kappa.
There's a star head.
And a guy with a star on his head. So basically, if you're not too familiar with Arakawa Under the Bridge, the anime series is from is produced by Shaft.
Mm.
Shaft is a big animation company because they are linked and they're the main ones that did Bakemonogatari.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of similar cut back and forth, random scenes, like throwing in your face kind of stuff, action going on in like the sequences.
Who else did
Nisekoi. Shaft did Nisekoi also. Shaft did a lot of other ones too, but the big main ones I could come off the top of my head, Bakemonogatari, and the whole like Monogatari series, mm-hmm. and then of course Nisekoi and Arakawa Under the Bridge. Arakawa Under the Bridge came out a while ago.
2010.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. Yeah. Oh shit, over 10 years ago. Yeah. That's insane. Very random. It's basically it's about a bunch of hobos.
Yep.
Living under the bridge. Under a bridge in the city of Arakawa.
Yes.
Hence the title Arakawa Under the Bridge.
That's why I was like, when he introduced it to me and told me to watch, I was like, wait a second. This is literally about hobos that are living under the bridge.
Yes. It is literally,
I was like, hobos. It's an anime about hobos.
So basically, this one guy, the main protagonist, I don't even remember his real name anymore. Wreck. We just call him Wreck or Recruit.
Yeah, Recruit.
Even though we lost his real name because it's been a while.
Something like Ko.
Yeah, maybe
Ko. K-O-U?
Ko. Oh, you might be right.
Something like that.
Now we've rediscovered his actual identity. So basically, he was getting bullied by a bunch of kids who took his pants on top of this bridge and then ended up falling off the bridge and being saved by this beautiful blonde goddess.
Yes,
that's
from
dressed
Venus.
Up in a tracksuit. And then so she comes and saves him, and then, you know, he's like, wow, she's so beautiful and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's like she's perfect. Then come to find out, she says she's from Venus.
Yeah.
And she's a total nut job, just like the rest of the community she lives in. Because
her hobo community.
He finds out that she lives under this bridge.
Yeah.
And
she's like, what was that scene? She's like, oh, I'm going home. And then she like walks. And then it's like,
oh yeah, I'm going to go home. It's like right here. And then he's like, oh, okay. And he watches her walk under the bridge into like this tarp tent area. And he's like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, he meets this whole cast of other neighbors of hers, her whole family under the bridge.
Yeah.
And the mayor is a kappa.
Yes.
Who looks like... Who's a cop? It's so not an actual kappa.
He thinks he's a real kappa.
Or maybe he is. No, he's not. He's definitely not. He's wearing a kappa
suit
with a zipper on the back.
Yeah, and then whenever he goes in the water, it like fills up. And
with
then, like,
water,
you can
and
see
it's like
it.
All saggy.
But then
he
pretends that he's a real kappa, and then
everyone,
recruits
everyone
is like...
Everyone there except Recruit is like you and me.
Yeah,
he's
like
the
I can
only
see
stable,
that it's a
sane
suit.
Person. So, but everyone believes he's an actual kappa, even
Nino.
Nino's
the girl.
And so to recruit, the thing with him is he's been raised to never owe anyone anything because his dad is like, you should never owe anyone anything.
And so he's rich too.
He's
right?
Like rich, filthy
rich.
And they own like a, you know, like some crazy company, like conglomerate kind of thing. And then because obviously Nino saved his life, so he owes her like his life and gratitude and thanks, right?
So he has to try and like give back to her.
And then
basically.
So what she asks for in return is to experience love.
Yes.
So he becomes her lover.
Yeah.
And he ends up moving under the damn bridge.
Yeah. He has to live with her.
Lives a life of with these hobos and learns all the different quirks and all these different hobos. There's the star guy, the guy that has a star for a head, like, and he plays guitar.
Yeah.
There's a nun. The nun is actually this crazy built army
military guy.
There's like a hedonistic child. And there's just all this other stuff, like
a lot of them wear like masks
or have like certain quirks. That there's a guy that mafia guy dressed like a bird.
Yeah,
there's a guy that follows only white stripes, so he can only walk on the white lines.
His name is like Whitey, right?
Yeah, so it sounds so bad, but it's not what you think. And then there's just too many.
It's funny. It's super random, but it's just definitely not my
taste of anime.
Sorry, yes.
I enjoyed it, and I watched it with my friend Steve. Mm-hmm. Like, we watched it a long time ago. We even did anime covers back then. We did anime covers.
Yeah, the songs are good.
The song is good, yeah. And the music, like I said. And then it's just a lot of, like, small chapters within, like, the episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of going on.
I was
so going to
say, like,
because,
like, I liked The House Husband. The Way of the House Husband. That's, like, super random and, like, short stories. But then, like, Arakawa is, like, on a different level.
Yeah, see? It's expert level. It's getting to expert level. So you gotta have a taste for this type of acquired gag animes. Because it's, like, crazy. It's, like, what... If you're to a standard viewer, you're, like, what the fuck
is going on? I'm basically the guy in the anime, like, what is going on?
He's just lost the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. Like, Arakawa Under the Bridge. If you want to try out something different, something hardcore, in terms of gag and comedy, see what can push your limits to reading subtitles also. Because Bakemonogatari, you need to learn how to... you'll be a speed reader by the time... you finish that series, because the subtitles are super fast if you don't understand Japanese. Yeah, so definitely check it out. Arakawa on the Bridge. Super fun and super cool.
But the guy's voice actor?
Oh, Ko's voice actor, yes.
He's like really well known.
He's a big time voice actor.
Yeah, for the Japanese.
I noticed his voice in a lot of other series and then reviewed it, like looked it up on like the websites. That's how I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, he's this and that.
I was like, oh, he sounds so familiar. So,
Ko. He has, like, two major big roles.
Yeah.
One of them is one of Haley's simps.
Levi.
So, Levi from Attack on Titan is the same voice actor.
And
two.
And then also...
Second simp. Another big time, big series.
Law from One Piece.
Trafalgar Law from One Piece.
Can't believe it.
He has a lot of other, protagonist roles going on. If you watch some Slice of Life, if you like Kakushi Goto, he is Goto. He's Goto Sensei. Kakushi Goto. He's the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is
Yato.
Yato.
Oh, favorite
from Noragami. Yeah. So Yato, the god of
calamity
is also the same person. And there's a few other
Psyche
ones.
Psyche K,
if you watch the Japanese one. So yeah, Psyche K is also, he's Psyche.
He's also the main character.
We talked about Bakemonogatari. Guess what? So for Shaft got Bakemonogatari's main protagonist, Araragi, is the same protagonist voice actor for Arakawa Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So Recruit is also Araragi. Isn't this insane?
Yeah.
He's huge. He's like a big time voice actor. Yeah, I love his voice.
He doesn't sound like Levi though.
Like it's very
more
subtle.
Like Yato.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's weird because he changes based on the type of character.
Yeah, character.
But overall, you could hear his.
Yeah, yeah.
His
like
voice.
When he gets mad, I think he sounds like Levi. What is
Levi's thing? What does he always say?
Oh, I don't know what he says. Kamuna or something.
What?
I don't know how to pronounce.
Oh, no. Oi.
Oh, even Law says that a lot.
Yeah,
Law.
Chapko.
Oi.
Mugiwara.
Mugiwara,
ya. Yeah, so he's a big-time voice actor. So if you like enjoying, seeing, little cameos in terms of, oh, my God, I watched him in this.
Yeah.
Eric Carl Under the Bridge. Plus... a lot of other characters. One I just remembered, one of the girls that plants... plants, stuff, in the gardens. She has, the red hair.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, when I heard the voice when I rewatched it with Haley, I was like, oh my god, she's Maka
from Soul Eater.
That's her voice, for sure. So, yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, see, everything links. It's so cool.
Yeah, if you watch so much anime, you're like...
I never realized how much anime I watched till I started realizing... I know, all the voice actors.
It's so
actors,
cool,
hearing
that
them.
They use, the same voice actors.
Yeah,
so.
Which shows how big, how big a roles that these guys get, especially this dude.
Yeah.
So, check it out. Arakawa Under the Bridge, Bakemonogatari. Of course, you definitely watch Attack on Titan. One Piece. The big three that, still has been going strong.
Yeah.
He's it's grandpa level, almost with Dragon Ball, basically. So, Luffy and them, so... yeah, check it out. There's so much anime and so much things to watch. I'm enjoying all the anime this season as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a good one I really like.
Well, I was there's
Slice
two
of Life.
That I like because I don't watch the Slice of Life
Yeah,
ones.
I watch the Slice of Life rom-com. Like I said, that's my guilty pleasure. This is a good one. And I share it with my other guilty pleasure friend, Oscar. He has good taste just like me. And Hige Hero, if you haven't heard of it, that's the other one.
Yeah.
But there's some actual one, 86.
86, yeah, that one's
there's
good.
A lot of other ones
we
need to watch the
Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers.
And then, of course, My Hero.
We could probably get more into this in a podcast episode. So please don't forget to follow us and listen there on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts. Even Pocket Casts, I believe. But if not, if you're just joining us here on YouTube, thanks for always joining us on these video episodes, which will also be transcribed to the regular podcast. So if you're not able to actually watch this, you can also always listen to us on the other sites, like I said. So I think that's it. Wow, it seemed like we talked about a lot.
Yes.
So jam-packed. I got some editing to do after this.
Yeah.
Since we're going on vacation for Mother's Day, too, so I need to do all this during the week. So again, thank you for joining us, as always, wherever you are in the globe. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, peace.
Peace heart.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.